Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the second White Trash Cast with Tim and Calvin.
What up?
Hello. We got a lot of stuff on the plate for you today. I'd like to apologize once again. We still don't have the right microphones and shit, but hopefully we'll get them soon.
Yeah, we just got to figure out the fucking technology, I guess. But we got a whole, list of things to get to, and we got a lot of stuff. Actually, it's not that much, but, it's fucking good stuff, so.
Yeah, I think we're a little more prepared than we are for the, last one. I can't emphasize this enough. We only got one email this week. One email. And,
you sons of bitches.
So to plug it again, it's whitetrashcast@gmail.com. You can send us anything. It's, Calvin Tim's suggestion box.
That's right. It's not just advice. It's anything. You can suggest things for us to do. You can suggest FMKs. You can suggest pretty much fucking anything. But one email. Come on, cunts.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is... This
I know at least 15 of you listen to this shit, and I know that seems like fucking monumental numbers. But listen, that's 15 people who didn't fucking do it.
14.
Fair enough. So, I did some math in my head. Turns out it was 14.
Yep. Well, another thing we're thinking about doing is bang or hang. It's where you send a picture of your girlfriend, and because I know no women listen to this, send us pictures of your girlfriend or your wife or somebody that you want relations with, and we decide for you whether you bang or hang them.
Yeah, and I particularly like this. It can be a girlfriend, great. It can be a girl you're dating, you snap the picture on your fucking iPhone or whatever, your fucking smartphone. Or it could just be someone you want to bang, some celebrity or something. Send those in. And if there's somebody well known, just send in the name under bang or hang, and we can look up the fucking picture and tell you if we bang or hang them. And, it started out, this was going to be yay or nay. You know, would we bang your girlfriend, which I'm sure you're all ecstatic to listen to us. And then the evolution is bang or hang, because you can't stick to just girlfriends. And why not hang them? I mean, really. They're you know, lower levels of society. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
And sometimes you guys out there, you have this problem where you can't get laid because you're only okay looking or probably ugly. And the first piece of poon that comes your way, you dedicate your life to that. And
you snatch it.
Yes, you snatch. Very good.
Yeah.
Applause. Well, just know that you're wrong in doing so. You shouldn't have relationships with a lot of these women.
Yeah, before you give your heart to one of these women, send them to us, and we'll tell you whether they're good enough to bang or hang.
That's right, and any kind of background story would be great. And I guess that goes into, you know, advice email, but hey, what are we here for? I mean, really.
Yep.
We've obviously reached the precipice of knowledge. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, we know everything.
Exactly.
Talk to us.
Exactly.
Nothing's really changed for us. I see that Tim's still growing his Aryan Polish beard.
That's right.
He's got the blonde beard.
And if it didn't make it into the last episode, that's true. I'm both German and Polish. And while most Germans, or let me rephrase that, not all Germans sympathize with the Nazi party, they did invade Poland and ravish it. So I find it amusing, now that we're decades later, that I am both German and Polish. I've got a Viking beard. This shit's like an inch long, and it still sticks straight out like the fucking wildest pubic hair. But it's blonde, so I don't even know what to make of this shit. I'm growing it, though. And I'm not cutting my beard, and I'm not cutting my hair until I see fit. And by God, I don't care anymore.
Yep, I got a little goat going down here that I'm not pointing to my goat below my Johnson. I'm pointing to the goat right on my chin because I can't grow hair anywhere else except on the, like, the chin bones.
It's true. And, appropriately so. We both grow white trash hair.
As Dennis Miller says, it grows in all white trash like on its own.
That's right. Our bald patches, we're appropriately grown in trailer parks. I don't even know how to explain that.
So, how the fuck did we transition? I don't even know. I'm terrible at this shit.
No, it's okay. So, you watched an episode. Was it one episode or more episodes?
It was just the one.
There's an episode of Kitchen Nightmares. If you don't watch this, that's fine. You're white trash. I understand you don't have TVs. But, wait, how are you downloading this? Anyway, so Kitchen Nightmares is Gordon Ramsay. World-renowned English chef, blah, 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 blah.
Total asshole.
Total cunt. I love him. Yep. He was in a prison for whatever reason. I was unable to watch it at the time because I was busy. But Calvin watched it, and I only know very little. So he's going to explain what happened, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so when it was on for me, I was it was muted, and we... Basically, what I saw was Gordon Ramsay going into a prison, picking up a bunch of chumps. This is an English prison. Picking up a bunch of chumps out of the prison.
That means less rape.
Yes, less rape. And, putting them in a kitchen. Like, that's much of a better life. I don't know. I've never been in prison, so.
But, or a kitchen.
Yeah. I've been to a kitchen.
In a kitchen.
We worked at Pizza Hut.
Oh, fuck. But, yes! We both worked at Pizza Hut.
Separate areas, separate
When
times.
We first got to know each other, that was our combining thing there.
Yeah,
we both worked at Pizza Hut.
I know I could toss pepperonis like a boss. I don't know if he could.
Oh, yeah.
We had, let's get into this one. Pizza Hut Olympics. At my Pizza Hut, we had what we call Pizza Hut Olympics, where we would, during downtimes, take a ball of dough, go out to the parking lot, and have a shot put with the dough ball. And we would have a discus toss with the frozen hand-tossed pizza chunk, which is ironic because the only non-hand-tossed pizza at Pizza Hut is the hand-tossed pizza.
So go figure.
We chucked the discus down the hill to see how far we could make it. We'd have dough cart races where we'd kick our dough carts and see who can make it around the parking lot first. And the prize event, it's like the 100-meter dash or the 4x4, you have to make 5 pepperoni pizzas the fastest. And each pizza at Pizza Hut, I don't know if you know this, but a small has 45. Wait, what the fuck was it? It was, I think a large has 65.
So wait, this pepperoni pizza, the 5 pizzas. You're standing on the line, right? You get all the ingredients for you. Is it just, are you given, this is hand toss, right?
Yeah.
So you're just given the things and how fast can you do it?
Yeah, you got the dough and you have to sauce it, cheese it, pepperoni it, throw it in the oven. And the first one to 5 is the winner.
Was there a quality component though?
It's
Did they count like, I know that they were strict on pepperonis. Did they count the pepperonis?
Good question, but no. Because we are all honest at Pizza Hut, except for the guy who actually washed his clothes in the dough bowl.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
When I was working there, I knew that there were pepperoni requirements. This is a fucking retarded conversation, by the way. Anyway, I knew that there was pepperoni requirements. I didn't care. I looked at it as kind of an art. Not really. I was just like emphatic at the time. So I would take starting at the outside of where the cheese ended, and I made sure every pepperoni pizza had pepperoni covering the entire top, which went way over what the pepperoni I was supposed to use. I didn't care. So I was like, if I'm going to eat this fucking pepperoni pizza, I want this motherfucker covered in pepperoni. So that's what I did. But, funny story. I worked at, two different Pizza Huts. That's right. Anyway.
Wow.
On a side note, and I think Calvin would agree with me, the orientation video is maybe the most hilarious part of working ever. It's terrible.
And I'm sure everybody's got an orientation video. Most people do. But this one, oh, I was only 16 when I started working there. And, I still remember it. It was just the cheesiest fucking do your best. Don't fuck anything up and you'll get gold stars piece of shit.
Yeah, it was bad because, Pizza Hut managers, for some reason, wear the short sleeve white button up.
Yep.
And, the douchebag in the video, at least the video back when we worked it, that's what he wore. And I was just like, this guy's a douche. And he had a fucking molester mustache, which, come on now. You gotta be self-aware when you got something like that. Anyway, that's just my opinion. But, back to my story, I worked at a Pizza Hut across town. I did, I wasn't even like to the level, if you will, the Pizza Hut level. I was just fucking doing bitch work and bitch work at Pizza Hut. Trust me. That's the worst. Goodness. Anyway, so I quit working there for a variety of reasons and I ended up, my older brother worked at a different Pizza Hut closer to our parents' house. And, they needed somebody, and he told his assistant manager that I had worked at Pizza Hut, quit for, you know, high school sports reasons, whatever. So I started working there, and, we got along okay. Me and my brother get along great. We're completely different people. We both make an effort, whatever. I'm not gonna get all fucking Oprah over here. But, at the time, he was with this woman who I fucking hated. And, he was in love with her and it fucked him up real bad when they broke up long time ago. But, he's prepping the pizzas. He's putting the sauce and the cheese on and I'm working on the fucking meats and shit. I, you know, two person job, right? You did two person? Okay. Okay. So, he's on cheese and the vat of cheese they give you to fill these fucking pizzas up. It's like, I don't know, 5 pounds of mozzarella in each vat. And, we start arguing and, I say something to the effect of, well, fuck her. She's a whore. And he took two of the most gigantic fucking handfuls of mozzarella I've ever seen in my life and threw them at me as hard as he could. And he was an all-star pitcher and, cheese went fucking everywhere. Yeah. And I got pissed cause I was like, you know, fuck this guy, you know? And, so I was like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm out. And I started walking home. I didn't have a fucking car cause you know, I'm poor white trash. And, the assistant manager that hired me fucking chased me down and she's like, I understand you want to quit, man. That doesn't even sound like a chick. I understand you want to quit, but we're so busy. Could you please come back?
It sounds like Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, I know, right? So I was like, fine, I don't want to fuck you over, so I went back, and, goddamn, my brother was pissed at me, man. He fucking threw cheese at me again, and said, wow. I better not be a fucking dick, and that I was dead to him, or something to that effect, I can't remember, it was a long time ago, but he was fucking pissed. I got mad, and I said, you know what, I'm moving to boxing, and boxing is not fucking boxing like pugilist fucking throw your arms. Boxing a pizza, it is, you take the pizza out of the oven, you cut it with the most awesome fucking pizza cutter in the history of the universe.
Jesus.
And then you put it in a fucking box.
It's like a fucking pizza guillotine. I love that thing.
Oh, it's good.
And on a Friday night, you're just whack, 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 whack.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And it's
yeah.
Not masturbating. We're talking about cutting pizza.
That's right. I can't believe how excited I am about pizza right now.
Yeah, that was actually my favorite job.
Mine, too.
I've had about 6, 7, 8 jobs. I don't know how many I've had. I don't keep track. That pizza cutting was one dandy job.
It was a good job. You know, before I had an old Blazer that my parents bought me for, it was like $1,000 for this car. And, I wrecked it. And by wrecked it, I mean me and my buddy got obliterated and went four wheeling and I hit a tree. Anyway, I signed up for the military. I was in the military for a while. And before I went in the military, my parents thought that, I was doing right by whatever. And so they had all this newfound trust in me. So my dad would give me his brand new Lincoln to drive, which was fucking awesome. I felt like Joe Pesci in fucking Goodfellas. Yeah. Anyway, I got a job for over the holidays before I went to basic working at this shoe store, and I thought, you know, women are into their feet. You know, they like their feet rubbed, touched, whatever.
Rub and tug?
Yeah, rub and tug. And I thought, I'll work at this fucking shoe store. And it was commission, and I thought, I'm gonna pull some ass out of this.
Yep.
I sold shoes to one mildly attractive woman. The rest of the time, I was fucking shoving pig hooves into fucking shoes that don't fit. You know why? Because when you have 13 pounds of fat around your ankles, doesn't seem to fit in fucking shoes. Anyway, I'm sorry about that.
Good God.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How am I going to fucking edit that one?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just leave it in.
I don't know, man. But anyway, yeah, I had an ass pickup job, too, that didn't really work out. So, well, I don't know. It kind of did. I got a date out of it. I worked at Old Navy for 2 weeks.
Selling fucking cardigans?
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I went there with my mom one time because I had just gotten fired from Pizza Hut for not showing up to go into a concert.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. For not going to, what the fuck does that even mean?
Or for going to a concert. I went to a concert instead of going to work.
You said for not going into a concert.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I got fired for not showing up for work.
Yeah, that'll happen.
My mom was talking about me wanting to get a job somewhere else, and I was like, I don't really want to work anywhere. And then just as we were walking up, she goes, oh, you should get a job here. And I can't even describe how perfect the timing it was. It was like.
Was it a sperm bank?
No, it wasn't a sperm bank.
Strip club?
We were in Old Navy.
That's right, sorry, Old Navy.
And, we're walking up to check out, and just as I'm like, I don't know, Mom, I don't really want to work, and then I see the cashier, and she is smoking hot.
Nice.
And I just continued my sentence. I don't know, Mom. I don't really want to work here. And then when we walked up to the counter, the first thing I said to her was, could I have an application, please? And I worked there for 2 weeks. I got a date with some chick that I thought was hot at the time, but if I were to send her to bang or hang, Tim and Calvin obviously would have said, hang that bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
She was, sorry, took a drink. She was, how do I say,
black. Ugly.
Okay.
I'm just joking. I love black women. I don't care.
He does like black women. But, I can't believe you just said that. That is rude and inappropriate.
Oh, yeah, like inappropriate's our fucking forte.
Yeah, no, she was a little nappy, like,
Oh, she was, huh?
Yeah, she actually looked better in her work clothes than she did in her normal clothes, so.
I've met girls like that.
Yeah. It was scary. Yep.
Oh, scary.
So, but anyway, what were we talking about earlier? We were talking about-
Gordon Ramsay!
Yep.
What happened with the prisoners?
Well, okay, I was- Let's stop for a second. We have been drug-free for a very long time.
That is correct.
But Tim is sitting over here rolling his own cigarette, and it's distracting the shit out of me.
Don't worry, there's no THC in this. It's just tobacco.
I can't believe that. Like, it's just like a relapse.
What, I know how to do this?
No, it's... I don't want to get in on it. Whatever. Okay. Gordon Ramsay. So this some bitch motherfucker shows up at a prison, ganks some sons of bitches, goes to make his own kitchen. I don't know what it was, voluntary or whatever, but I was looking at all the English guys that were there. And by English, I mean British or like fucking, by English, I mean for real from Great Britain, not like American.
Why would anybody get that confused?
I don't know.
Never mind, go
Do
on.
Do we speak English in America?
In America!
Most of the time. There is no official language for America, however.
Isn't that neat?
That's a fun fact for the day.
That'll piss off your fucking right-wingers right there.
Yeah. Yeah, hey.
It was meant that way. Sorry, white folk.
So petition it and hang out at the White House outside with your pickets. Man, we don't.
You notice that Democrats are the ones that picket most of the time? Because Republicans are don't want to fucking travel. They like what they have and they don't want to change it. So they
Republicans don't want to, yeah, I get it.
I always see the Democrats picket, but I never see Republicans.
They have an they give effort.
Yeah. Kudos to Democrats.
These are the smallest rolling papers, I swear to God. Maybe my fucking ape fingers just, I don't.
Yeah, he's got mongoloid fingers.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you put it in my hand. Here, let me see that joint or whatever the fucking tobacco you got. See? Looks normal, because I got tiny hands.
It does look normal, but you do have fucking Anne Frank hands.
So, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Does that mean I've been trapped in an attic all my life?
I figure with the malnutrition she suffered, her hands might have shrunk. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you this little scab I have on my knuckle reminded me that I sold my soul last week for $15 fucking dollars. I literally sold my soul for $15. A guy at work, he typed up a bill of sale, and he offered me $15 for my soul. Good deal or bad deal? I don't know. Let me know. But, and the guy that did it wanted, like, a blood pact on the paper, and I thought he was serious, and I was like, okay, that's legit, whatever. So I have Tim over here. Like in middle school, I put my knuckles down on a table and make him flick a nickel at it so it busts my knuckle open so I can put some blood on the paper. And Tim gives a couple flicks and busts a knuckle open. And then the guy says he was just kidding. He doesn't really want the blood pack. So I got this scab on my knuckle.
Yeah, I don't buy the whole blood pack thing. Well, I don't buy any of it, quite frankly. I'm not religious, and so I think it's just ridiculous, and so Calvin got free money. On the other hand, even if you are religious, I would argue that the person doesn't have the power. I don't know. I just thought it was stupid. Well, but hey, I signed as a witness.
You know, I signed it over. That's how confident I am that I am not going to heaven or hell. If anything, I'm waiting in purgatory while the judges up in heaven go, I don't know, what's the ruling on this fucking cell-souling shit? I've never seen this before.
Cell-souling?
Yeah. They're like, shit, you've never had anybody actually sell his soul to anybody but the devil.
I don't buy that. I think people have been doing this for fucking centuries. I can only imagine some fucking, I'm telling you, it's happened many times.
Okay. I've gotten off topic once again.
Gordon Ramsay, what happened to those poor English prisoners?
We're 25 minutes into this damn thing, and I haven't even gotten a Gordon Ramsay yet.
Gordon Ramsay.
All right, nothing happened to the damn prisoners. There's no climax to this fucking story. All I'm saying is, these guys that go with Gordon Ramsay to cook are fucking bitches. I could kick their asses. Like, the British prisoners are little bitches compared to American prisoners. And I want a battle royale, 10 of British's best prisoners against the English. No, here we go again! I fucked it up! Against America's best prisoners, and I guarantee you, all 10 British dudes are getting ass raped.
I'll disagree.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
It's not, listen. I listen to a lot of, I haven't been to England, I haven't spent time in England, I don't think you have, but I've listened to a lot of comedians talk about working in England because it's a big comedy area, and I know for a fact that they almost call this violence over there an epidemic. They're really big on breaking glasses and stabbing people. to the point of where I think some jurisdictions tried to outlaw glasses so people wouldn't get stabbed.
Wow.
They may not have the same kind of gangs as we do, but I think that, yeah, you're gonna get stabbed. I think in a 10-on-10 battle, it's gonna be pretty close. The problem with American prisons is there's so many minorities that are in there. And then the thing is, whether or not you're in a gang going in, you're forced into a gang in American prisons because if you don't, you're fucked, literally, and maybe killed.
Yep.
And so it just exacerbates. And basically, for all of you listening, that means to make things worse. It makes the situation worse because, you know, let's say you're just some dude and you, honest to God, accidentally, like, fucking kill somebody with your car. Like, you run somebody over or whatever. It was a complete accident. And for some reason, the court finds you liable and you go to prison. You're fucked. You're fucked. You either gotta join the fucking Aryan Nation or you're gonna get more black dick run through you than, you know, Lisa Lampanelli. She's a funny comedian.
Yeah, Lisa Lampanelli or, who's that good porn star I watch all the time?
What's Mandingo.
No. I'm talking about the lady who gets reeled by Big Guy. Oh.
That's Lisa. I don't know any of them. That's the only one I know.
I know, fuck it. Whatever. So, yeah. Okay, continue your story.
What story? I don't think I had a story. I just think that, American prisons are terrible.
Yeah, okay. Here's the deal. We're talking bare bones fisted, punching each other to the death.
Uh-huh.
I think the Americans would win, because I don't give a shit whether you can break a glass and shank somebody's jugular. If you don't have that, and if you don't have a gun like we do here in America, then this is an even playing field, and it's unfamiliar for the both of them.
I don't know, man. I think I'm gonna take the draw on this one because, like, shooting somebody with a gun is awful. That's like a spur of the moment anger thing, right? So hypothetically, a dude could shoot another dude with a gun and probably, in a lot of cases, immediately feel regret, but he was angry, right?
Yep.
You're a British guy, same situation. You gotta break the glass, get up close to him, stab him, watch him bleed out. I think the level of not giving a shit is pretty high in that regard. So, I mean, maybe the Americans win, great, I get it, but I don't think it's a fucking hands down thing. I think that the fucking limey bastard would surprise you, in my opinion.
But let's just disagree.
Okay.
I don't want to get too much into this. We've already spent fucking 5 minutes on it.
Agree to disagree.
So, yep. Here we go. Next topic. Oh, we're still on fucking Gordon Ramsay. How about that shit? Wait, no, we're not. Next topic. let's talk about this lady. Who is fucking awesome and sexy, attractive, and funny, and seems down to earth and legit. I would marry this lady.
Boom.
Yep. Her name is Jenna Marbles. If you haven't seen any of her YouTube videos, you have got to look this lady up. And at first, let me say, the first video I watched, I was like, okay, this is just some dumb lady trying to be funny. But the second video I watched, she started growing on me, and I was like, wow, she's legit. She's a pretty funny lady. She's hot. She's everything that a guy needs. So, hey, go look her up. You'll love her too. Everybody that's ever seen her loves her with all their heart.
It's true. I love her. Yep. It's amazing.
She's got one, most people's favorite video is, what hip-hop taught me. And if you know anything about hip-hop in the last 20 years or so, you'll get a good laugh out of it. Even if you haven't heard the lyrics before, it's a very good video.
I would agree. And I watched a bunch of her videos, and goddamn, is she sexy. And that obviously is what makes it, because if it was some fucking, you know, some fat behemoth saying this stuff, I don't think I would, I don't think I would care as much.
I agree. You put the two aspects together, and clash, you got this perfect YouTube video, lady. Oh, beautiful.
I just want to have,
relations. I've never had sexual relations with that broad. How funny would that have been if Bill Clinton said broad at the end of that comment?
Yeah, you're really, broad, huh? That's a fucking,
Or if Bill Clinton's just sitting there going, look, I don't even know that bitch. She just showed up one day.
She showed up and I put my cigar in her pussy.
Ah, that is one bit, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, funny joke. There's a small town that my mother-in-law lives in, and there she's single, and I texted my wife and said, hey, the Cajun catfish is kicking tonight. Maybe she should go down there and pick up a man. I mean, what kind of name is Cajun catfish?
That's a real place?
Yeah.
Is it a bar?
No, it's a bar / restaurant that serves catfish. Yeah, that's awesome. But Cajun catfish, my wife sends me a text back that says, well, she said at least she knows that they like fish.
That's pretty good.
Ugh, that was pretty gross.
My wife and her mother are very close. And jokingly, because I've never seen my mother-in-law is divorced. I've never seen her with a man. She's never dated anybody. She's just content to be, you know, who she is. And so one time, jokingly, I said to my wife, hey, we were talking about this kind of in a roundabout way. And I said, hey, and again, jokingly, why don't you get your mom a vibrator?
Ugh.
And my mother-in-law is in her 60s, and no disrespect to her, but there's no attraction there. And my wife, very calmly, in response, said, I already bought her one.
Ugh.
She wasn't into it.
Ugh.
She tried it a few times.
Ugh.
Wasn't for her.
Ugh.
So she threw it away.
No.
And I had the same reaction Calvin just did, because that's not, I was joking. It's not what I was going for.
Got to be fucking kidding.
So, well, here's a funny story about vibrators. My wife, love her to death, she's used vibrators, and I don't care. I'm endowed enough to make her happy. Great. Years before I met her, she had a variety of vibrators. Great, whatever. And, I don't even know. I don't even know if I should fucking say this. this is bad. Well, she moved to the West Coast for a while. And again, this was before I met her, whatever. My wife was telling me that when she came back, because they had switched rooms a lot at her mom's house, she's got a lot of bedrooms, that she had found one of her old vibrators in her younger sister's dresser on accident. And said, hey, what are you doing? Like, what the fuck is going on here? And, I'm really making myself sick here. The long story short here is, my wife's little sister found her vibrator and used it for like 3 years after.
Oh,
but since this is the White Trash Cast, I'm sure some of you are gonna fucking jerk off to that.
Yeah.
But holy fuck. God damn it! I mean,
that is unbelievable. Hey,
and it actually happened.
My sister's JJ juice on this vibrator. Fuck it. I'm using it. I'm pumping. I don't get it. Every time I would use that, I would picture, like, if I was a lady, I would picture my sister using that thing every time I used it, and it would gross me out. I think that's the man side of things, though.
Here's what I was thinking. Like, you got a battery operated vibrator. Okay, now, it's weird either way. Okay, if she cleaned it off, still fucking weird.
Yep.
But as a dude, if I'm jerking off, I'm jerking off in a sock. Or an old white t-shirt. Why a white t-shirt, you might ask? Because come will discolor a fucking different colored t-shirt.
Yep.
So white t-shirt's the way to go.
Yep.
Now, if I were to fucking jizz bang a t-shirt, and then some dude wore it and I didn't realize it, or I did realize it, whatever. I'm like, hey, you're at my house fucking putting up fucking siding, I don't know. and I give you a t-shirt, boom, sorry, I once jizzed into that t-shirt. I really apologize. The jizz is gone. It's been fucking washed. Done. But a dildo.
I disagree with that statement.
I've never seen a dildo washed.
No, hold on, go back. Wait. I disagree with that statement.
What statement?
If you give me a t-shirt and you're like, hey, here you go, you can use this shirt. But just beware, I've just done it before.
No, that's the point. I would never knowingly do that.
But if you did, I would immediately rip that shirt off and throw it.
I understand. Here's the thing. I wouldn't know it. I would never willingly do that. Knowingly do that.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Right? And you would never knowingly, if you were like, I got kicked out of my house, my wife left me, I gotta stay with you for a while. So you're with me like 3 months. Okay, you're at my house, you're living with me. And you go into a drawer to look for a cum shirt, and you see a t-shirt with a little bit of fucking, you know, hardness in parts. You're not gonna use that.
No.
That's my point. Who fucking grabs a dildo out of a fucking drawer and says, I'm gonna put that in my vag?
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah, I see your point, and I second that point.
Exactly.
That is one raunchy lady. Ugh, goodness.
She's married now. Luckily, she'll probably never listen, so.
Yeah, good. Yep, I don't know about you, but I am ready to take a smoke break, and I really have to piss.
Yep, so, me too. I gotta piss.
All right, we're going to pause this bad boy, and we'll be right back.
We'll come back with less fun stuff.
Yep. We're back. It was a delicious cigarette, by the way.
Delightful.
Yep. I can't wait to have another one. As a matter of fact, let's go now. No, I'm just fucking leaving. I don't know. What are we talking about? We're talking about, we just finished a conversation about Jenna Marbles, and now we're heading to this one brilliant website that I don't know how much money it honestly makes. Because there aren't that many out there. There is a website called farmersonly.com. I'm not fucking making this up.
And it's a dating site. So it's only for farmers. I don't, I'm a little confused by it. There's not that many farmers these days. But we're interested. And so what we're thinking about doing is getting dressed up like farmers, taking pictures, and joining Farmers Only, just to see what kind of action we can get, and goddamn, that would be fun.
Yep, and also, there has to be a predominantly male site. How many female farmers are there? I think, honestly, what it is a bunch of dudes that are farmers. They go and post their shit on the website, and the chicks are either setups or chicks that think farmers are hot. They got some fetish for farmers because they think they're sexy. They think the tractor's sexy. So they head on to farmers.com so that they can scope out the farm type of people. They don't want to gold dig. They're not gold diggers. They're land diggers.
See, I disagree. I think a lot of women on dating sites potentially are gold diggers, but here's my thoughts on it. So you got farmers only. You got these dudes who are farmers, and excuse me. Potentially, these guys go to bed early, get up early. So you got these women that want somebody with a stable job. Boom, farm, stable job. Good income, boom. Modern American farm, subsidies, blah, 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 blah. Generally speaking, good income. So you got these women that want to date these guys because they can go out, right? But let's speak in hypothetics here. You're a fucking a seven. You're a trashy seven, which makes you an eight, really. Anyway.
Nine.
So, yeah, nine. So, you hook up with a guy on Farmers Only, right? starts dating you, and he takes you out for some fucking corn cob. I don't know what the fuck they do. And you get real close, and eventually you move in with him. And probably not too long because, you know, this guy's used to fucking chickens, so vagina's a nice change. And before you know it, he's going to bed at, what, 8:30? And you're like, you know what, I'm going to go out and troll for some real dick.
Yeah.
Even if the farmer's hung like a fucking pack animal, if you're what I'm saying you are, which is a trashy nine, because of circumstances, of course.
Yeah.
You're quote unquote making this guy happy, but at the same time, you're going out and getting the deep dick, the double D, as I call it.
Yep. Because you need somebody else past 8:30.
Right, because you're a whore.
Yep.
And you're into, you know.
I get what you're saying. I really do. That is a legitimate argument. I thought I was going to have to refute that. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Holy fuck, I'm awesome.
I think there's a good chance hoary women started this website.
Ooh. Ooh. Wait a minute.
I mean, think about it.
I'm thinking.
Farmers only, right?
Yep.
You got these dudes. Yep. You're farming all fucking day.
Okay.
Okay, and in my imagination, I met a few farmers. You know, they have a few beers, they knock them back, whatever.
Yeah.
They're not sitting around talking about this kind of stuff. They're not like, hey, Dwayne, maybe we should start a website and get some pussy. It just doesn't happen.
I don't think
it's happening that way.
I don't think it's a farmer that started the website. I think it's some rich guy who's like, hey, and what's another dating website we can make? Hey, how about farmers.com? And so he posted that website hoping that two men from Nebraska and three from Kansas and a couple from Missouri and a couple here and there. I don't imagine there would be a population above like 8 on this website.
I get your argument, but what rich guy is going to say that? If we mutually hit Powerball, and we're like, hey, Calvin, what are we going to invest in? I don't ever in a million years expect you to say, hey, you know who needs pussy? Farmers. Let's start a farmer dating site. It's somebody in the fucking mix. Somebody connected to the fucking farmer. I'm telling you.
No, I think you're right.
Exactly.
I think that's, you fucking skeezy bastard. I can't believe you did that. If you're listening, you are brilliant. God, I wish I would have thought of that.
I know, right?
Yeah, there's also a website out there. I think it's called like 50 and over. So, yeah, if you're, over 50 and know what the fuck a podcast is and listening to this, I know it's a very odd strain of events. Go check out 50 and over.
I hadn't heard of 50 and over. Is that, wow, where did you see that?
I cannot tell you that.
You cannot tell me that.
That's
me asking more questions.
This is hypothetical.
Hypothetical?
Yeah,
hypothetical. You're asking for fucking emails. 50 and over. Now, let's be straight here. A 50-year-old woman, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Depending, as with anybody. So, where did you see this?
Somebody who might have been my mother-in-law, I don't know.
Wow.
Was talking about a nice man that looks like trash, but he has a camper.
So, let me get this straight. Your mother-in-law is talking to a beau, should I say that?
Yeah.
Classic terms. Mm-hmm. On 50 and over. He's got a nice camper. Holy fuck. Holy fuck.
There, now you told a story about your wife's vibrator. I told a story about my mother-in-law.
Don't even compare.
No, are you kidding me? I'm gonna get shot.
I'm talking about fucking vaginal insertion. Well, I guess you're kind of talking about vaginal insertion,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's explaining this guy. She's like, the first thing she says is, so I've been talking to this guy, and he's got a really nice camper.
Go on, I'm sorry.
whitetrashcast@gmail.com.
Oh, fuck me.
Is the email. Yeah, so it's a, he's got a really nice camper. He seems like a nice guy, but what is the but?
Oh, there's always a but.
I gotta cut this out because I can't remember.
A lot of butt licking, butt chomping, buttsicles.
Oh, dude, I gotta cut this part out. I don't know what the fuck.
Don't worry about this, folks. We're good. We don't have to cut this out. I'm here with you. I'm
fucking cutting it out.
Oh, don't listen to him.
Okay.
We're just gonna sit here and commune. It's cool. It's cool, man.
Yeah, by the way, the only people who listen are the people we know, so if you're listening still after that first podcast, let me know if we should have cut this out or not.
But chances are we're 40 plus minutes in, you're not listening anyway, so it's cool. Yep. It's cool, man.
Yeah, everybody I fucking know shut this thing off halfway through. They're like, yeah, it's really good. And we're like, oh, did you hear this part? And they always go, no, I'm in the middle of it. And they never fucking finish it. So that just gives you a hint of how shitty we are.
Well, hey, our world famous FMK is coming out. So FMKs will always be at the end.
Yep.
But, and we got a doozy for you today. It's a real humdinger.
Yep. I can't fucking remember what the downside was. It was something funny, and I fucked it up.
The downside is she met him online.
Yeah, yeah. He keeps asking for pictures, which obviously means...
Is he asking for regular pictures or nudie pictures?
For regular pictures.
Well, that's not so bad.
It is because...
I haven't dated online, but, I mean, if you just ask for a face shot, you know.
I agree 100%. Classic. Okay, anyway, here we go. On to the world-renowned fucking brilliant event. We're going to FMK. And we got a little bit of a twist.
Yeah, you gotta explain it though, cause we have 9 listeners. So you're gonna have to explain it until we actually eclipse, I don't know, 20 listeners.
Sure, I can do that. FMK stands for Fuck, Marry, Kill, where you were given 3 names. And you have to choose. There's no option. You have to choose. No option, have to choose. That's kind of an oxymoron. But you have to choose between the 3. You have to say, I want to fuck one, I want to marry one, and I want to kill one. There's no other option. You have to plug those 3 names into those 3 sections.
Or just plug them with your penis. Anyway, side note, you don't have to want. As he explains it,
yep.
There's a grimace on your face most of the time. I'm just saying.
Yeah. On my face?
On anybody's face.
Oh, during the FMK.
Yeah.
Okay. I was man, what? I don't have to poop. But there's a... Alright.
So, let me know when you're ready.
Alright, today... Hold on. Before we do this, we are actually putting in a little twist. We chose 3 different... sexually transmitted diseases, or what are they called now? Didn't they call it something else?
I don't know. Sexually transmitted ailments. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's an ailment. So
go ahead.
We chose 3 ailments, and each one of these people has an ailment, just to make it difficult.
But it was done at random.
Yeah, random.
So we decided on some people, and then I decided on some venereal disease, and then Calvin,
I said, plug this lady here, plug this lady here, plug this lady here.
And all 3 times it was the ass. It was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very odd. But yeah, so you get the point now. Gonna say something funny, fucking forgot it. Whatever.
That's okay.
Alright, so tonight's options for FMK are...
Hold that thought. So, we chose people that were once hot, but who are now questionable.
A little older.
Depending on who you are, a little older. And we randomly assign them certain venereal diseases. The venereal diseases are syphilis, very curable. Gonorrhea, very curable. And herpes, unfortunately, incurable.
However,
yes.
Containable.
Yes, treatable. How's that?
I like containable better.
And so, when we started thinking about this, originally we started going with just grotesque women that we would never have sex with. And then we thought, why not go with those who used to be at the precipice of hot, who are now mongoloids.
Yeah, chicks I used to beat off to in my childhood.
Yes, yes. So, we have 4 FMK, Jessica Simpson, Christina Aguilera, and Britney Spears, all of which who were very hot in their prime. However, remember, they've got VD in this scenario.
Yeah.
So, fuck, marry, kill. We're going to hear from Calvin first.
You have to say what disease they all have first.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Jessica Simpson has syphilis. Christina Aguilera has gonorrhea. And poor Britney Spears, in this scenario, has the herp. Go. Take
poor,
it away.
Poor Britney. All right. First thing I'm going to do here on this list, I'm going to go ahead and go with the fuck. This is tough. I'm having to think about this one. I would have to go with... I'd bang Jessica Simpson with syphilis. You know why? Because, one, syphilis is curable. However, Jessica Simpson has gotten very large in the last year. It didn't occur to me. I didn't believe it until Tim said, hey, look up a picture of her. And, oh my goodness, this lady has gotten a little bigger than what I last saw. So, but however, we'll get to this part later. Jessica Simpson, I can't even fucking talk. Jessica Simpson with syphilis, fuck her. Mary, are you ready for this one? This one's a tough one. But I am going to marry Britney Spears with herpes.
I don't believe it.
No, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Britney Spears, hey, let me explain to you Christina Aguilera. When I was a little tyke, about 16 or whatever.
You're a little tyke at 16?
Okay. I had a buddy who had free tickets to go see Christina Aguilera at a county fair. No, not the county fair, the state fair in Sedalia, Missouri.
Fucking Sedalia.
Yep. So I went, and like, that was around the time she just finished Genie in a Bottle, which was like her first hit, I think. Britney Spears was my lady I would have banged. But back then, if I had to choose, and I still choose to marry her actually now, but Jessica Simpson has always been hot. What the fuck am I getting at? Here's why I am marrying Britney Spears. Basically because Christina Aguilera, whenever I saw her in concert, she had so much makeup on, and it was so obvious that she was ugly. Like, I honestly thought, like, even as a teenage boy, I was looking up on stage about 10 rows back up at Christina Aguilera, and I looked at her and I went, wow, she is not nearly as attractive as I thought she was. Like, it was a total downer. So, like, that image sticks to me till this day. I would end up killing Christina Aguilera. And marrying Britney Spears with herpes. Why, you say? Yeah, fuck it. Herpes doesn't kill you. If I marry her, then no one else is gonna get the disease. And it's just me and her banging each other. You can take medications to contain it. So, why not?
So it's like a humanitarian effort. You're not allowing her to spread her herpes seed?
No, this isn't humanitarian. This is, if she takes medication, I think I can look past herpes because she's the hottest one out there right now. I think, I'm not saying, hey, herpes ladies, come at me. I'm saying, I gotta choose. And Britney Spears with herpes is who I'm gonna marry because if I do get herpes, then whatever. We got herpes together. And I will love you for all of eternity.
Well, I hope it works out for you then.
Oh, I do too. So what's your choices?
All right. I'm taking a different path. I'm in the long play here. So I'm going to kill Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, I don't care. Take it or leave it.
You didn't.
The bitch is crazy. And in this scenario, she has the fucking gift that keeps on giving. So
you didn't beat off to her like I did.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to marry Jessica Simpson.
Oh!
Because her and Christina are curable. Jessica Simpson is worth so much money, and at a time, she was probably the hottest woman alive. All she has to do is hit the treadmill. And I can see to that. And I'm gonna fuck Christina Aguilera because
she needs to do.
I always wanted to fuck that skinny little bitch, and let's be honest, there's probably gonna be some choking involved, not to death, but I'm gonna fuck the shit out of her.
Tim likes to choke.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Okay. All that said, I have a new idea for you, which I thought of while you were talking.
All right, let's hear it.
Jessica Simpson with syphilis, Christina Aguilera with gonorrhea, Britney Spears with herp. Now, imagine none of them are curable. Period. Okay? Got me?
Yeah.
You get syphilis, you have it. Just like the herp. You have to go down on one. And that's it. No relationship, no nothing. You gotta eat one of these fucking nasty vegges. Who's it gonna be? And please tell me why. I wanna know.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep, you're gonna be, so if you get hurt, you're gonna have lesions on your face.
Yeah.
Okay. The other ones, your throat's gonna close up, and there's no cure.
Jessica Simpson is most definitely out because syphilis eventually spreads to the brain.
Fair enough.
Which is immediate death.
Yes.
Now with gonorrhea, I would have, like, sore throat. What are we getting at here?
I can take some NyQuil. I don't know. I don't know who is that untreated gonorrhea of the throat.
Gonorrhea of the throat. Okay, which means I would have to hit my throat in order to, what the fuck are we talking about? Herpes, which is basically a permanent scar on your face. Cause you got the herp. But it goes away occasionally. Nope. I'd still eat out Britney Spears with herpes. You know, because herpes, gonorrhea, whenever you get it, every time you pee, it hurts. When you have gonorrhea. Which means I would have a constant sore throat or whatever we're getting at here. So syphilis will kill you, gonorrhea will give you permanent sore throat, and herpes will just give you a blemish on your looks. And by blemish, I mean girls will look at you and run for a week until it's gone, and then you can go back to searching, hunting.
I agree with you. I'm not taking syphilis or gonorrhea at all.
Yep.
Not in my throat. Not without a cure. That's endgame right there.
Yep.
At least with herpes. You could theoretically stay with her, but at the end of the day, you're not going to choke to death on your own VD.
Yep.
So
that's good.
I'm going to go down on Britney Spears in that scenario,
That was really good. That's a good topic you just brought up there. I think, I'm glad we're both in agreement.
I agree. Now, curiosity.
Yep.
Have you ever been down on a girl with a yeast infection?
No.
If you were to, what's your response? Now, let's set this up. You're hot and heavy with some chick. She's hot. You're like, God damn, her titties are popping.
We're already out of the bar.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. You're in the fucking taxi. No. Prom night. You're in the limo.
Yeah.
And she wants you to go down.
In the limo?
In the limo.
See, I was thinking, like, we take a taxi back to her place or whatever, and we're already at her place, or my place or whatever, and...
Whatever the case, this bitch is on a pedestal. You love her, you want her more than anything. You go to go down on her. Yeast infection.
We're already getting hot and heavy.
Oh yeah, your dick is fucking already blown the fucking buttons off your jeans.
It's harder than a diamond in an ice store.
Exactly.
Mm. And I'm creeping down. I go past the boobies. They're nice. Going down. Get to the nice flat stomach. And I get down to a yeast infection.
Ugh.
Fuck.
I'll tell you, I accidentally went down on a girl with yeast infection. No. She didn't know.
No.
Gotta tell you.
No.
You ever had a tearjerker? That shit is not good. Hey, what can I say?
Okay. So, no. Now, whenever I do realize what's going on here, it smells like fucking almonds or whatever down there. I don't know. And I come back up and go, the fuck is that smell? And she says, never mind, just go. Is that the situation? Because I would at least say something.
No, that would never go.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't say anything.
No, I would.
Listen, you're wrong. You're fucking wrong.
No.
Listen, I dated this chick for a little bit, okay? And she didn't realize what was going down in her neddin, okay? And yep. I went down, and it was like touching your tongue to a fucking tearjerker. Sour as shit.
Ooh.
And I liked her at the time. So what are you going to do in that situation? You got to come up and say, you dirty bitch? I mean, really, you're sucked.
No, you don't have to say you're dirty bitch. You just have to say, well, fuck.
Exactly. The fuck are you gonna say?
Yeah, this is bad.
Yeah, it's this bad.
What are you gonna do?
Exactly. Yeah, it's the worst situation in the world.
Can you just switch to a finger bang and call it a day?
I don't think so.
Oh, jeez.
The worst, even worse than that is, I should probably say this, but I got fucking stories. The unexpected bang.
Yeah.
You ever had that? Where no. I was with this chick one time, and she was cute. She was a petite little girl. And, she had asked me to come to her apartment and help her put together a desk or fucking some piece of furniture, I forget.
Time out. That's not an unexpected bang at all.
No. For her it was because, I'm pretty good in the going down department. I mean, I'm like a fucking all-star. I'm like Reggie Jackson in that arena. Nice. Anyway, so I go to this chick's apartment. I help her out. We start getting hot and heavy. I start going down on her, and it's very clear that she normally shaves, but she hadn't shaved in at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And she was uncomfortable, visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She was like, are you going down? And I was like, oh, okay. And then she's like, I'm so embarrassed. You know, do you still want to fuck? Because my dick's harder than a fucking crystal ion and fucking somewhere. I've been in a lot of weird situations.
Interesting.
I know.
Very interesting.
Life will do that to you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Anyway, we have to, at this point, we're going to bring up, we actually got an email from a concerned listener.
Oh my god.
So we're going to bring that shit up and we're going to provide advice to this young man.
I forgot all about this fucking email. Hold on,
Of course you did.
Let me get my telephono out and let me read this fucking email to you. Alright, here we go. It's titled Advice.
No advice.
Guys, I love the podcast.
Mm.
That's kind of weird. I need some advice. I live in a duplex on the first floor, and the neighbors above us love to have loud, freaky sex at all hours of the day. They really go at it. She sounds like she is auditioning on Backroom Casting Couch.
Ugh.
Hold on, let me pause. Backroom Casting Couch. Is some dude who fucking scams some chick into acting like she's interviewing for porn, but ends up just banging this guy and he doesn't hire. He never has any intentions of hiring any woman that goes back there. Brilliant, but creepy at the same time.
Very creepy.
Yep. Okay, but anyway, she sounds like she is auditioning in a fucking, I can't read. She sounds like she is auditioning on backroom casting couch, and he sounds like a silverback gorilla in mating season. I'm not going to hate on anyone getting ass, but sometimes they go at it in the middle of the night and it wakes me and my wife up. It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers her. Should we say anything to them? Thanks again and love the first podcast.
Oh man. Alright, I think it depends how you want to play it. If I were you, my first play would be me and the wife you spoke of. We go upstairs, we knock on the door, and we say, hey, I noticed you guys get your fuck on in the middle of the night real fucking loud. We want to join you.
Oh, and
I think that by doing so, they'll either say, what the fuck, or they'll invite you in, which is a whole nother fucking ballgame. But I think you gotta make it weird. Okay? You can't make it normal. Alright? What do? You go upstairs and you say, oh hey, can you guys not fuck so loud? And then the guy's thinking, oh, you're just some little bitch who doesn't like to fucking have sex. I don't even know what this guy's gonna think. But if you fucking fuck with this guy, I think that's the fucking tits right there.
I was going in a completely opposite direction, and I realized that is the perfect way to solve an awkward fucking upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Just go to his apartment and be like, hey, I just wanted you to know that I love the sounds that you make when you're fucking, and I'm beating off to it every night.
Oh, yeah. What's he going to say to you? Be like, listen, I hear what you're doing up here. And I'm a big fan. And,
that would be...
I'm such a fan that I seem to be touching myself. And, keep it up because I'm jerking off so much. It's crazy.
That son of a bitch will never fuck past 8 o'clock tonight. Ever. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Boom. There it is. However, let me tell you what I was going to do.
Okay.
Anyway, this is all void, but however, I would the next time they're fucking at like 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and your wife wakes up and she rolls over and she says, honey, they're fucking again. And she gets all pissed off and does this stupid whatever because she's tired and she just wants to go to bed. I was going to either say you have a competition where you guys start banging and just making loud silverback noises as well. Or the other option is to just fucking shoot a bullet through your roof.
Wow, that's pretty final.
Into the floor of your neighbors. Because I guarantee you a bullet goes off through the wall and up through their floor. And then right after you shoot the bullet hole and there's complete silence, you yell through the hole, stop fucking up there. Boom. Game over.
Well, wow. It's pretty interesting.
Yep.
Sounds like a murder conviction.
No, not if you...
Listen, if you want to get real crazy, you get one of those,
Hold them off, I gotta pee.
Okay. So if you want to get real crazy, right, and you want to play the slow game here, you get one of those, I don't even know. One of those automatic lifts, right? So people can put drywall and shit up top. So you get one of those, which is probably impractical being in a duplex, but bear with me. So you get a worker lift and you put it right up to the ceiling and you put your wife on top like it's a fucking Lego piece. I'm sorry. So your wife gets on top and you fuck the shit out of her and bang the hell out of the ceiling. And I really got nothing else. That was stupid. But, I still think your best bet is to play the fun game with them. I'm telling you. You gotta go up there and say, hey man, I hear you and your lady friend. What's going on there? Oh, you like being loud? Oh, that's neat. So listen, me and my, my lady, or if you want to be even fucking funnier about it, go up there and say, hey, you guys are pretty loud, a lot of sex, and he'll probably say, oh, you know, he thinks he's an Adonis or something. And then you say, hey, that's really awesome. It sounds like you guys are having swinging parties. Me and my boyfriend were really interested in blah, 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 blah. I mean, you got, that's your best play right here. You gotta go fuck with this guy. You need to fuck with this guy.
You know, while I was pissing, I thought of the most brilliant idea, and no one can top it. When they're not home, go set up a hidden camera. Now, this sounds odd at first.
And again, you're breaching legal issues, but okay.
Tim's face is very compilated. I don't even know what the fuck that means, and it doesn't fit there. However, set up the hidden camera, and then your next move, figure out a way to record it and save it. And then, are you ready for this one? Make your own porn site. And then make money off of these motherfuckers that are banging upstairs.
Yeah, that's total prison time.
Really? How much prison time? Is it worth the risk?
Breaking and entering. You got the film porn without, that's a sexual assault, technically. So that's, you're a sex offender. Don't do what Calvin said. That's bad.
God, I'm sucking advice. That was awesome. It sounded so good in my head.
If it was your house, that would be cool. Like, you invite people in your house and you make a little sign right outside the front door that says, you are being recorded. It's going to be overlooked.
Oh,
but in a court of law, I had a sign outside my house saying you're going to be recorded. And so, you can record the fuck you want.
Wow.
Yeah, think about it.
I've thought about it. This is brilliant. God damn, that totally ruins fucking everything that I wanted to do.
I'm sorry. I was trying to keep you out of prison.
I was going
to
find out where you live. I was going to go put my own camera in. That's God damn, that's a joke. This is getting too creepy.
That's too creepy. Too creepy indeed. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is White Trash Cast number 2. It's gonna get better, it's gonna be bolder.
That's it?
And thanks for listening.
That's it?
Yeah.
Man. That's already over.
Yeah, we're getting better at it. It's not a chore.
Okay, well, I guess I'll see you next week. I love you guys. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye. We love you.
Somebody!